You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, workers at Woolworths walked out of their stores, with another strike being planned for tomorrow afternoon over ongoing negotiations between First Union for better pay and working conditions for workers. On Friday, I spoke to the National Secretary for Retail and Finance at First Union, Rudd Hughes, about Tuesday's walkout. I started off by asking Hughes why there was a walkout of over 40 stores.
So actually, it was probably more stores than 40. But the reason for the walkout is because we've had very little movement from Woolworths around pay, around safe staffing, and you know, the kind of key issues for our members. The company's just not hearing us across the table. They've increased the pay offer after 15 days at the table by 0.3%. It's laughable, you know, given the cost of living crisis.
Why are these walkouts important?
Members need to, you know, wanted to show the company exactly how they feel about what's going on at bargaining. And this, you know, I would have thought would have sent a pretty strong message to the company. However, they've come back with the same lowball offer, cut in different ways. You know, it's kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, really. And so, you know, we're going to have to look at where we go to escalate this.
Has Woolworths acknowledged the walkouts in any capacity?
Mainly that they're calling them illegal. They're not. They seem to think that... I'm really struggling to understand their mindset, that this is, you know, that we had thousands walk off their jobs and they still don't understand that there's a problem.
Foodstuffs and Woolworths currently hold a duopoly over supermarket retailing. Do you believe this has had an impact on how workers are treated?
I do. I certainly, in terms of pay. But you know, having said that, some of the foodstuffs franchises, because you know they're each kind of individual companies, whereas Woolworths is a nationwide company, do pay the living wage or higher. So it can be done. We know that, for example, Kmart pay the living wage. We know Costco pay the living wage. And so, you know, what we're seeing is a company who are, let's face it, one of the most profitable companies in the country, are saying, well, we can't afford to pay the living wage. Yep, they've had a less than stellar year in terms of their profits, but, you know, they've also put into that a $400 million refurb, which would have more than paid for our pay increases.
Why do you believe Woolworths has not allocated pay increases, like you said, with Kmart and Costco, amidst a new living wage and increasing profits?
Well, I think they want to give money back to their stakeholders in Australia. That's where it's going. You know, the dividends they pay out, you know, they're underwriting instructions from their stakeholders and shareholders, and they've just been told they're not going to do it because it'll impact on the dividend back to the shareholders. It's a pretty simple equation, really.
What is the Workers' First Union attempting to accomplish through these negotiations?
All we're asking for is a fair deal. That's all we're asking for. You know, we did a survey with our members, 1,500, most of them Woolworths workers. Most of them said they couldn't afford to shop at Woolworths. Most of them, 75%, said they couldn't meet ends meet each week. That means something goes out the window, you know, whether it's food, rent, gas, clothing, healthcare, right? Those things, one of those things or more go out the window because they can't make ends meet. All we're saying is give them a living wage, you know, let them be able to actually live. And put in some safe staffing to help with morale, with fatigue, and also with safety. That's what we're asking for, and we've been told it's too expensive to add more staff, and it's too expensive to give them a living wage.
And when will the next negotiations occur?
Well, we had two yesterday and got nowhere, so we haven't got another date yet. We're going away and assessing our you know, what we're going to be able to do, and certainly the actions that we'll be taking. But right now, we're at loggerheads. You know, we can't move them, and you know, they're just refusing to listen to reason, and more importantly, they're refusing to listen to their own workers. And you know, it's going to be protracted. I think it's going to go on for, you know, more. There's going to be more time yet. You know, we'll see where we go. We've been threatened with litigation by them last night for speaking up and telling the truth. So they're trying to muzzle us. And so, you know, right now there's a place where we need to be able to talk to them and see that they need to change. And I don't see them doing that anytime soon. You know, watch this space. You know, we've had a couple of excellent actions, and that we will be looking at further action. We don't have a choice. You know, we'd love to be talking to a company that, you know, that would see the importance of their workers. And we have taken, you know, a large amount of claims off the table in order to try to improve that pay increase. And they're just saying, no, this is it. The envelope of money is the envelope of money, and we're not going to go any higher. They need to go back to Australia to their masters and say, we need more money to pay our people because, you know, they're not making ends meet. And quite frankly, I've seen nothing from this company that shows that they're willing to do that.
That was the National Secretary for Retail and Finance at First Union, Rudd Hughes, about the Woolworths walkouts and the union's ongoing conversation with the company.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.